Well, I have been suffering with anorexia, depression, anxiety, OCD, and PTSD for pretty much all of my life. I started recovery in 2013 and had been doing pretty well. I've been managing them. And then in November, I sort of hit a very big relapse. It was very sudden, and I went downhill very quickly, and I felt like I was floundering and there was no one that I could turn to. I tried looking for professional help, which was something that I didn't do when I was first down and suffering back when I was younger. I refused to get sort of professional help, but I looked for it this time, and yet I didn't feel like there was anyone available for me. I was being sort of tossed around from person to person, and my mental state was just getting lower, to the point where I had tried to commit suicide twice within the space of a couple of weeks, and no one was listening. So, a couple of my friends convinced me to take myself into hospital for my own safety. So, I did that on March 13th, took myself into hospital and said, "Look, I can't trust myself to be alone. I'm having suicidal thoughts. I need help." The lady I said it to barely glanced up from her desk. She just said, "All right, just go sit in the waiting room." I didn't know which waiting room. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know how long I was going to be there. I was just sitting there for, I think it was about 4 hours before anyone came to see me. Even then, it was only a minute's consultation before I was hauled into another room, and I was sitting there for another 8 hours before anyone told me anything. I left feeling lower than I did when I went in, and obviously I went in feeling suicidal. You know, I was miles away from home. Luckily, my mum was around so she could pick myself and my friend up, and luckily I had my phone charger so I could contact her, but I had no money. I had, you know, my phone was almost dead on battery because I just managed to charge it. And I felt completely at a loss. Like, this was my last resort that it took everything I had to do. And yet I felt completely fobbed off and that I wasn't even heard in a way. The NHS and health services, they've got a lot of pressure. They're not getting a lot of funding. I know the government's meant to be doing more funding for mental health, but where's the evidence? Because out of anything, it's the awareness. Whilst I was there, I felt like I was being punished simply because I was there for a mental reason and not a physical reason. You know, I felt like people were looking down on me, or that I was wasting time, or that I was being selfish simply because I was there with nothing visibly wrong with me, and because I was there because of my own self-loathing and low self-esteem and my own mental state. I have gone back on medication. I don't want to be on it for long because obviously medication's not the answer. That's just a way to help you through a rough patch whilst you work on yourself. But I am doing better. I've got some amazing friends with me. I've got a really a new relationship with a great guy, and my family's being supportive and they're listening and they're helping as much as they can. My work's being very supportive of me and they're trying to help out as much as possible. So I am starting to get back up again. I think in a weird way, my terrible experience in hospital kind of gave me a little bit of fight because it made me remember why I was raising awareness for mental health in the first place. Because, you know, it is so dire at the moment, the way that we approach mental health, that it does need so much more awareness.